Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another live edition of UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It is your host, it is your principal, so to speak. It is I, Lance Winters, and joining me today in the principal's office, we have Sonia from HR, and we have Ace and his Familia Blogs. Sonia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'll get into that a little bit later. What about you, Ace? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm glad everyone's doing so good and so cheeky. I wanted to know what happened last week, guys. You had me running the ship all by my lonesome, you know. I had to do a double-double. It was having the time of my life. What happened? What went on? Let the people know.
Well, for me, I was trying to finish my story.
Oh, is that right? It's taking a little longer than Cody Rhodes, it looks like.
Exactly.
Sonia, what about yourself? What do you have to say for yourself? Let me find out you're at that night school detention and you're staying a little late.
I got in trouble. I was sitting in the corner with my dunce hat.
Oh, my goodness, Sonia. You told me this is still the beginning weeks. You haven't learned anything beneficial and you're already in the timeout corner. We cannot have this moving in 2024, guys. You need to both be on your best behavior. I'm sorry, Ace, but just like Cody, you're not going to be finishing your story anytime soon, but that's okay. You'll still acknowledge the tribal chief.
Don't worry, I'll finish my story at WrestleMania like Cody will.
We'll see about that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the UWC Radio Podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Just to let you guys know, UWC, United Wrestling Council, returns June 30th, but where? Stay tuned. We're right now petitioning against the City of Hawaiian Gardens. I don't know why, but they don't want wrestling anymore. It's not just UWC. It's a bunch of other companies. I don't know what's going on with this ban, this permit thing going on. We have all our paperwork in order, so it's not that. It's got to be something on the member of the council board at Hawaiian Gardens. I had Manny on the phone with me last week trying to discuss this. It has nothing to do with the Metroflex in Hawaiian Gardens, ladies and gentlemen, so still make your way over to the Metroflex in Hawaiian Gardens because he's doing a great job there. If you want to get some training done, you can get some training done there at that facility with AJ Mana, the Samoan shooter himself. I can't believe I just plugged this man. Anyways, also, if you're in the West Covina area, you can get training from Robbie Phoenix, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Robbie Phoenix. He's one of our UWC council members. You can contact him directly on Instagram at robbie.phoenix, or you can contact West Covina Wrestling on Instagram. Ace, let's plug you up a little bit. What you got going on?
Well, yeah, all my social media on Instagram, TikTok, it's either Ace and His Familia Vlogs or Ace and His Familia. TikTok as well. I do a bunch of funny videos. And YouTube, check out my YouTube, Ace and His Familia Vlogs. I do a lot of vlogs and meet and greets and stuff like that, so check me out.
I actually did get a chance to check out your post you posted earlier. I thought that was hilarious about the toxic wife. You want to talk about that a little bit, let the people know, or you want to let them click on and find out for themselves?
Well, I like to do – my wife can get fed up sometimes at me, but I like to do a couple of pranks on her. I post them on either Instagram and TikTok. So I like to do pranks on her and get her, push her buttons. She likes to push my buttons throughout the week. So When I do my videos, you know that it's my turn to push a button, see how far I can take it. Hopefully I don't sleep on the couch.
Did this last incident get you in any trouble? I know she gave you a little pow-pow, but other than that, it was all good times.
Exactly. She get over it.
I mean, yeah, she's got you. She wants to secure that spot, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Hey, man, I tell her, it's all in the mullet. I can see why Dominic has mommy and also getting married. He's getting all the chicks. I can see why. It has to be the magic of the mullet. It's working for me, too. I tell her, you better step up your game.
You get divorced real quick. I might start growing out a mullet now that you point out those fine details. Sonia, you think I look good in the mullet? You know I'm usually short, cut, and professional. But what do you think about a mullet on Lance Winters?
I think that would be great because business in the front, party in the back.
Exactly.
There you go. She's winning me over, ladies and gentlemen. Just so everybody knows, we are 16 days. That's like 16 days away from WrestleMania 40 in the city in Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen. And I can't wait. I'm excited. We're going to run over that card as soon as it's filled out. I heard there's going to be, what, 7 matches each night, and so far only 10 are announced. What do you guys think would be a good match to add on to these 10 matches that are already announced? Ace, what do you think? What would be a good addition?
I think Lashley and his team versus Karrion Kross and his team. I have a feeling. I know they're gonna have a match on SmackDown to see if they can get into the tournament. I somehow feel it's gonna be a double disqualification or maybe like a double countout or something where they both get eliminated. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe that could happen. And hopefully as well, because I heard Asuka from Damage Control, she kind of injured her ankle or maybe some part of her leg on last week's SmackDown, but hopefully it's not that big, not that serious, because I would love to see either the tag team title, the women's tag team title get defended, or also I've heard a lot of rumors maybe Bianca, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control in a 6-woman tag. I could see that as well. So, yeah, man, there's a lot of possibilities, and I'm excited for WrestleMania.
Those are some awesome predictions. Sonia, what about you? What is something that has not been announced that you want to see at WrestleMania this year?
Honestly, I'm not even sure right now. Like, I just know, okay, I mostly focus on the girl matches, so I know it's Bayley. I forgot who she's fighting. Who's he fighting?
Sky.
Oh yeah, I do like them. And then I know it's Becky and Rhea. So I would like to see what he said, like the Damage Control with Bianca and Jade and maybe Naomi. But I just think Bianca and Jade would probably be an amazing tag team. So I would love to see them go up against anybody. You know, like I just want to see them go against somebody.
Yes, and my feelings are the same as you guys. I'd love to see Ms. Jade Cargill get her WrestleMania pop. You guys want to see them all tag? I want to see her go up against somebody, get her a one-on-one, you know. I want to be able to see her, how she compares. So maybe her and Bianca go at it, have a good match.
Yeah.
Shake hands at the end, and maybe that could start the tag team. I wouldn't want to just immediately throw her in a tag team because then you have the Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty situation where one's got to be better than the other. I'd rather them go face-to-face, have a little competition, shake hands after, and then, maybe see something move on forward. But like Ace said, I'd even be excited to see Damage Control take on Bianca, Jade, and Naomi. That'd be a really cool sight. Something else I want to see, you know, I don't know how or in what capability, but Tiffy's got to get some Tiffy time in. She got a big reaction at Elimination Chamber, and it would be a shame to waste that pop opportunity.
Yeah.
I could also see possible Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan, since they're not part of the title match. I'm thinking maybe Nia Jax might want to be part of WrestleMania, and we might do Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax. And winner
gets
whoever. What happened?
I said Liv Morgan's so small compared to Nia.
Yeah, and we could see, and the winner gets a title shot after Mania, so I could see that happening.
Yeah, I agree with Sonya about she's a little too small, but at the same time, I agree with Ace. It'd be good to see that David versus Goliath type matchup with women's wrestlers, you know.
We've seen it in the past with Rey Mysterio. We've seen Rey Mysterio go up against Big Show, Kane. But we've seen it before, so you never know.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. So I think it could be something viable as an option. But like I said, 16 more days till we get there. That means 14 days until we start making our predictions. I don't want to give away my predictions too soon. We usually give away predictions the week before the match, and then we compare to see how we went, you know, as a family. Sometimes, because this is your first time, Ace, so usually before a pay-per-view, we'll have our bets, like, oh, this is going to win, this is going to win. We'll say it live on camera, and then next week we'll see, you know, who really came up on top. So I'm really excited for this WrestleMania 40. The 10 out of 14 matches so far are top tier. They're spectacular, and I can't wait to see it live. I mean, not live, but you know what I mean? I'm going to be watching that thing no matter what time, just like Elimination Chamber when it was in Australia. I was at work, but I was able to watch the whole program, and I had a good time watching it live, seeing people on Twitter blow up. But tonight we're going to have our special guest, Vito Fratelli. He's going to be on the mic with us soon. Ace, this is going to be your first UWC Radio interview on blogtalkradio.com. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I've seen him wrestle once live, and I think he's really good. I like his match, so I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah, Vito's always been he's been a good dude. You know what I mean? I can't say he's a nice dude because he's in your face. He's tough. He's rough. He's aggressive. He's a big man.
What
you know,
he
so
saying?
He ain't nobody to walk over. What?
What is he always saying? Like when he does his little finger thing?
What does he always say?
I don't remember.
Well, I
like when he says something.
Give us the answer. Forget
no,
about
I'm
it,
asking.
Okay? Don't even worry, Sonya.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I couldn't remember. It like slipped my hand, but I know he's always doing something. Yeah, forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, forget about
it. Reminds me of Rick and Morty for some reason.
No, he's definitely a good guy. And Rick and Morty's awesome.
He needs to join the Tony D'Angelo family in NXT. He would fit in well.
Oh, that would be a perfect fit. The enforcer, the security guy, the big buff.
Yeah.
So besides you guys being scandals and running off last week trying to finish your story and sitting in the quiet table, anything happened for you guys in your lives recently? Anything cool? Anything notable for the crowd, Ace?
No, not really. Just a little sad seeing Mercedes Moné in a different company. I was hoping for her to return back home in WWE, but I saw her in AEW, so it is what it is. But that's all I did, just watch, you know, her debut and watch Raw and SmackDown, just get ready for WrestleMania and everything going on in pro wrestling. That's basically it.
Yeah, and it made me sad, too, seeing her, because now, you know, with this certain website that I can watch shows on, I've been able to watch more AEW. And, yeah, it is kind of a shame to see her here. But on the bright side, we saw that she was, you know, she's just here for a paycheck pretty much, and she'll make her way back to WWE one day. I just hope it's sooner rather than later. What about you, Sonya? What's been going on in your life? She's a top dog
not
right
much,
now.
Just I haven't been doing anything, actually. Just working, school, taking care of the kids. Yeah.
Okay. Not too bad. Ugh, allergy season is the worst. Right before the summertime, it's going to get nice and congested.
Bad with these winds that were just happening last week. It's been bad. I could, like, smell the pollen in the air. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's no fun. I mean, we already had to go through winter, and then now it's spring. And right before spring, it's like all the flowers burst out of nowhere, and now we've got to deal with all this weather. It's not the best. But We handle it here in California.
I just have some weird creepy thing happen. I had a creepy thing happen to me the other day. I was going to go pick up my daughter, and I was jumping on, it was me and Jello, we're jumping on the freeway on the 60, and then, like, this truck in front of me started, like, being weird, literally on the on-ramp. So two lanes on the on-ramp, and then they, like, block both of the lanes, and then they start reversing, and I'm like, what the heck? So they get, like, very close to me. I kind of reverse a little, but then I'm like, what the heck is going on? And then the dude jumps out of his car, like, all weird. And I was just like, what the heck is going on? And then he, like, kind of, like, walked Marco, but I was like, oh, hell no. I took off. I drove on the shoulder. I was like, I'm getting out of here. I don't know what this dude wants. I'm trying to find out. It was
that
creepy, though.
That is wild.
Yeah.
You got to stay safe. You never know what's going on with these truckers.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal was. Like, I don't know if he was breaking down. He's just trying to tell me, like, you know, go around. But why would he block both lanes, you know? Like, it was just very weird. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even trying to find out. Luckily, there was enough room on the shoulder to get out of there. But, yeah, it was creepy.
That is some scary stuff, Sonia. I wish I never asked you what's going on because now I'm afraid of the freeway. Shout out to the 60. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we'll have Ace interviewing Vito Fratelli. Stay tuned to UWC Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
One second.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Paul's Photo is out in Torrance, the great place to get your photos taken, to get photography equipment, and most importantly, to digitize your old albums, turn them into the digital world, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos in Torrance. Right now, we're going to have Vito Fratelli. We're going to give him a call, and we're going to have our homeboy Ace do an interview. Sonia, dial him up.
It's loading. It's just all quiet. I didn't want it to be all silent.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Vito, how's it going? Welcome to UWC Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. How you guys feeling?
Of course, I'm feeling great. It's your boy Lance Winters, but my co-host is actually going to be interviewing tonight, so I'll let Ace take it from here. Ace, say what's up.
Hey, Vito, how's it going?
Doing good, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to talk to you. I remember seeing you in a match over there at the Hawaiian Gardens, and I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan. After watching that match that I saw you on, I became a fan. So I'm excited to talk to you. How are you, sir?
Awesome. Heck yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So when did you start wrestling?
Man, so I first started wrestling, like training for wrestling, probably in like 2001, somewhere in that time. I was like 13 years old, 14 years old, a little kid. And I started training at Revolution Pro with the American Wild Child, Ron Rivera. And I was training on and off with them, kind of like maybe a couple, just a few times, like learning my real basics with them. Since they were, like, in another city, it was kind of hard for me to get out there, but I started training with them. From there, I moved to the Anaheim Marketplace with WPW. Martin Marin was my trainer for a long time, him, Little Cholo, and Infernal as well. And then I did some one-on-one training with Bad Blood, BJ Darden. So that was all kind of like in the early 2000s. But since I was so young, I didn't really pursue wrestling at that time. But that's when I first started training and learning how to become a professional wrestler.
No, oh, okay. That's good to hear. I'm Little Cholo, I've seen him wrestle a couple of times. He's pretty good as well.
Definitely.
What got you into wrestling? What's the reason that you started wrestling?
As long as I can remember, as a little kid, I always loved wrestling. I was huge in, like, the WWF. Bret Hart was my hero. Bret Hart was my idol. So that really got me hooked into wrestling. We did it, like, as kids, like, at the house, in the backyards, in the park. Like, backyard wrestling was pretty huge in the late 90s and early 2000s, too. So that's when we started, like, doing our own wrestling shows and stuff like that. And, you know, wrestling on mattresses or wrestling in the grass and all kinds of crazy stuff. Because back then, like, that's what you did. Backyard wrestling was, like, normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your inspiration with your character? What is the inspiration that made you do that character that you're doing right now in the ring?
So I definitely went through a few different, like, name changes, character changes, gimmicks, stuff like that. Previously I was doing V-pocalypse, so like the end of man, the end of time, the one man rapture V-pocalypse. And one of my buddies, he saw me wrestling. He used to be a former wrestler. He was a photographer at the time. He's like, dude, like, you know, I think you're so good, but I just hate your name and I hate the character. Like, who are you? What do? You know? And just kind of asking me like questions, and was like, dude, like, that's perfect. You should do like an Italian character, because you're an Italian, you know, your name's Vito, like, just come up with like a catchy like last name. So Fratelli is actually the family from the Goonies, the Fratellis that are out on the run and chasing the kids around. It's a great movie, something that, you know, I've always liked as a kid. And I was like, how perfect is that? Like, the Italians. And I used to do, like the opera singing in the ring. And I'll still once in a while do, like, the Italian national anthem, like, opera style. But it's based off the characters in the Goonies, the Fratellis.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I like that movie. I've seen that movie a few times. It's a really great movie.
Yeah, definitely.
So when did you win your first championship?
Huh. One of the first championships, like single championship that I remember, was probably not until pretty recently, like 2021, I believe. And it was for RGR Lucha Libre. They're a big lucha company out here in Southern California. And they do shows at other places, Northern California, Nevada, Mexico City, stuff like that as well. But that was like one of the first places that gave me a opportunity to fight for a singles championship. And, you know, me and Jack Cartwheel, we were having these big feuds at that time. And that was like right as the pandemic was going away, you know, wrestling was just starting to come back. And because our matches and our chemistry, like, were so good together, they were like, we want you guys to fight for the first championship. So RGR gave me that opportunity, and that was like one of the first singles championships that I won.
Okay. Interesting. I like that company. I've seen that company live a few times, and it's a good. They have some great matches. I love watching Lucha Libre, so that's great that you started with that company.
Yeah.
You
I've been there,
you
like,
are great.
Since the very beginning.
Yeah. You are a great solo talent, man. But I've also seen you a few times as a tag team. But who is your favorite person to tag with when you're tagging?
Oh, man. I don't know. I have no idea. My favorite person, because I've done so many tag matches, and, like, especially in Lucha, like, you do a lot of three-on-threes. So I've tagged with so many people, like, throughout the years. Someone I've been tagging with more, like, a little more recently that's been pretty fun is Mariachi Loco, or Keeping It Loco. We have some pretty good chemistry together, and he's just overall, like, fun to be in the ring with.
Do you prefer single being in singles matches or tag matches?
Absolutely singles. You know, in a singles match, you know, I set the pace, I set the tone. I don't have to worry about winning or losing. It's not up to somebody else. It's up to me. Versus like a tag team where you always have that variable, that other half. So no weak links when you're singles.
True. What are some inspiration figures that made you want to get into wrestling? Who inspired you?
Definitely at a young age, like I said, like Bret Hart was huge for me. Like later on, like DX was like a big inspiration to me. Triple H, X-Pac, like the New Age Outlaws, that DX version. My mother is actually, she did wrestling as well. But not on such a big scale, not like in a professional level, but they would do like crazy, like wrestling at the bars, like in whipped cream and baby oil and stuff like that. When she was doing it, but you know, hearing her stories about how she used to be a wrestler and, all this stuff, like before I was born, I guess she was like on track to do a little tour in Japan as well. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. So I've seen that you've gone all over you've done matches in Mexico and in the U.S. So I have an awesome, interesting question. What is the difference between American crowds and crowds in Mexico?
Oh man, it's night and day. Seeing the Lucha Libre is the same and completely different all at the same time. But the crowds, like in like wrestling in Tijuana, is different from wrestling in Mexico City, is different from wrestling like Independence here in California. But that Lucha Libre crowd, they're all about it. Like it's not just like a passion to them; it's part of the culture. You know, it's a family thing. You go on a Sunday and you see a lucha show. Like it's such something that's so embedded into their culture that they take it, I would say, I guess, more seriously than we do out here. And the fans, they're all about the show. You know, as long as you interact with them and you're working for them and not working for yourself, like, the fans are going to give you either, like, great praise or hate you to death. And, you know, typically I'm a heel, especially out there. So it's great for me to get my heat and, you know, really get the people pissed off at me. Especially doing like my Italian gimmick, and Italy's better than Mexico, and I'm gonna sing the national anthem. Like people hate me out there, and you know that's what I live for. I love it.
And the great thing about Lucha Libre, the crowd, they really get into it, especially if you're a heel. Am I right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the crowd's hot. I had a moment wrestling in the Auditorio de Tijuana. So Blue Demon Jr. in a one-on-one match for a championship. And Demon's a legend, man. That guy is legendary. But before the match, like, I came out, I was cutting a promo, we were talking crap. I had people, like, throwing, like, pawn at me, like, freaking conchas and stuff in the ring, and this is before the match even starts. And then, like, the fact that I'm wrestling Blue Demon and, like, I ripped his mask. He was bleeding all over the place. I was beating the crap out of him. We're in the crowd at one point, and I hit him with a beer. Bam! Somebody gives me another beer to try to hit him again. I smack it out of this fan's hand, and the whole crowd just started throwing beer after beer after beer at me. I literally probably had, like, 20 beers thrown at me, thrown at my face, thrown at my head, like, from every which way in the audience. And, like, you talk about heat and like capturing like lightning in a bottle, like that's a magic moment. And like literally like on the verge of like riot status. That kind of mega heat, like, it was amazing.
Wow, that's got to be crazy. What are your wrestling goals for this year?
Oh, man. There's so many things, like, obviously I would love to do and places I would love to work. Initial goals, there's a few things that are definitely, like, on the cusp that I think are about to happen and are attainable. Like, the West Coast Wrestling Company, they're doing a show May 18th at Solaris Brewing, and I have a championship match against a pretty legendary guy in SoCal, that being SoCal Crazy. So that's an opportunity for the West Coast Wrestling Company's heavyweight championship. That's definitely something that I want to attain, and that's definitely something that I see in the near future. Also, New Tradition Lucha Libre, NTLL, I hold a bounty right now. Basically, it's the number one contendership for their heavyweight title, and their heavyweight champion is Alexander Hammerstone. I wrestled Hammerstone last year in March, one-on-one, and he beat me for that belt. So I want my revenge. I want my comeback. I want my, you know, opportunity to beat him, my heavyweight championship back. So those are some quick goals that I see in the very, very near future.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope you're able to obtain them, man. Any advice for anyone who would like to begin the journey? Yeah.
Hey, so I'm sorry. One second, guys. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to do a quick commercial break if that's all right, and then we can get back to the action. It's, you know, we got investors over here, so we'll have a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to your interview. Thank you.
Awesome.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Paul's Photos out in Torrance. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out Paul's Photos in Torrance. It's the best place to get your camera equipment, get your photography lessons. You can even digitize your family albums, put them out into the digital world, preserve them forever. That's Paul's Photos in Torrance. Now back to the interview with Ace and Vito Fratelli.
All right, thank you. So, Vito, one of my final questions, any advice for anyone who would want to begin their journey into the sport? What advice would you give them?
A few things. Obviously, you know, find the right school, find the right fit for yourself. There's plenty of places out there to learn how to work, but find somewhere that fits who you are. You know, you want to be in the right atmosphere. You want to feel comfortable. It's not going to be easy, but the biggest thing is, like, hang in there. Don't give up. If this is what you want, if this is your dream, you know, whether it's to wrestle once, whether it's to wrestle at WrestleMania, don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. You know, always stick in with it. Like, there's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be people telling you no. Like, but it's definitely worth working for and worth sticking in. Like, believe in yourself because you can make it happen. I've started from, like, the very, very bottom of everything and had opportunities and, like, knocked it out of the park. So you're there, you're consistent, you're hungry. It's going to come your way. Hard work's going to pay off.
Yeah, true that. True, true. I agree with that. So Where can the fans find you on social media, man? Because I think a lot of fans would want to follow you because you seem like a really great guy and inside and outside the ring, whether you're a heel or a babyface. I like watching your matches, so I think others will too. Where can they find you on social media?
On Instagram at Real Vito Fratelli, Twitter Real Vito Fratelli as well, and then on Facebook, Vito Fratelli.
That's awesome. I thank you and I appreciate it. I'm glad that you were my first interviewer in the show, man. You have a fan for life here, so I appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on. And I mean, you want to do a wrap up in another few months? Please let me know. I would love to be back.
We would love to have you back. That would be awesome.
Awesome. Thank you guys for listening. And if you got a problem with it, forget about it, huh?
That's awesome. All right, back to you, Lance.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Ace's first ever interview. Let's give a round of applause for the big old Ace and his Familia Blog. Man, you killed it over there talking with Vito, man. And I know you killed it because if he didn't, he probably would have killed you for making him look bad. But you made him look like a shining star, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, and I hope he doesn't kill me. I hope he had a great time because I had a great time talking to him, man. He's a great guy. And I don't want to be sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah, definitely not. Why? Yes, I'm proud of you, man. You did good. You held your own. You got through the portions that were important. You talked through the man. You got to see a little bit of his past and a little bit of his future going on. I would love to see him at the West Coast Wrestling Company taking on a legend like SoCal Crazy. That sounds like fun. Also getting his lick back from Alexander Hammerstone at NTLL. But I'll tell you one thing, Ace. He will be with us June 30th. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Vito Fratelli is locked in June 30th for UWC as we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, where? Who knows? We're still fighting the city of Hawaiian Gardens. But Vito Fratelli is locked in, ladies and gentlemen. We'll just have to tune in and see what's going on.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see him live again. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. It's always great. Like I said, Vito's such a great guy. You know, if you cross him the wrong way, he'll break you in half. But if you approach appropriately, you know, he's got no problem with you. He's a cool cat. I'm glad to have him with us tonight. I'm glad to have you interviewing him. You did a great job, man. But let's break into some news. Let the people catch up with Friday Night SmackDown. The show opened with The Rock's extended rock concert. I say extended because sources say that it was supposed to go 10 minutes, ended up going up over 20 minutes. Were you able to catch that? How was it for you?
Yeah, I did. It was hilarious. I enjoyed it. I thought he went over the line with what things he was saying about Cody's mom. But at the same time, I enjoyed it. It was very, very entertaining.
Yes, I agree with you on that. The only couple of problems I have, and I guess a couple of wrestlers have, is the fact that he's still breaking that PG-13 barrier by using curse words and stuff, and he's saying he doesn't care because he's bigger than that. So did that bother you while watching it, or you didn't care, you're invested, you had a good time?
Not really. At first, maybe a little bit, but then when I saw what happened on Raw with Cody Rhodes and they allowed him to do a little bit of outside the PG, so I'm okay with it. As long as they let Cody also be able to speak his mind out and don't try to, you know, keep him in the PG and let him speak out on whatever he wants to say, I'm okay with it. As long as Cody gets his lick back, I'm okay with it.
Yes, I feel the same way. You know, yeah, it's one thing that all the other wrestlers can't cuss except for Cody and The Rock, but, you know, they're in a very heated, you know, altercation leading into WrestleMania 40. The one thing I didn't like about The Rock's promo on Friday Night SmackDown was the fact that he had to shoot down Cody's dog. I mean, it's one thing to shoot on his mother. It's one thing to shoot on his family, but the dog, Come on. The dog had nothing to do with it. The dog don't even know what you're saying, man. I'm not saying, you know, animals or activists jump up ahead, but I'm just saying, like, you could have got more heat shooting on somebody that could respond, you know. The dog doesn't know how you feel about it. The dog's not sitting there crying.
Actually, the dog did respond. Cody posted a picture with him and the dog, and it said Rock is a cat. So he kind of did respond back.
That is true. I'll give you that. He was wearing that scarf on that Monday Night Raw photo shoot. But everybody knows another word for a cat. We can't fit on this show, but you can, you know, infer with your knowledge
exactly.
on what Cody's dog was saying.
Yep, I agree.
What I want to talk about are these tag matches.
The tag matches for the for the qualification for the WrestleMania.
That was what I was about to think about. We're on the same wavelength. We're like catching the same vibe right now. I love it. The first one was Legado de Fantasma, and they defeated the LWO. I think that was a good call. I know everybody wants to see the baby faces come up and get a win in, but the Legado de Fantasma, they deserved it. You know what I mean? They put in that work. I love seeing Angel and Humberto go at it. So seeing them take that win was definitely, it was good in my books. As for the second match that night, the Newcastle Republic defeating Pretty Deadly. I have stronger feelings for Pretty Deadly, but to be honest, they haven't been utilized as much as they were at NXT. I feel like they're one of those people that when you make the jump from NXT to the main roster, those are the ones who get sacrificed, kind of, you know, like they're not getting a steady push. They're not, you know, they're not getting up there. They're just taking the L's. And, you know, I'd love to see them win, but they're obviously not going to be in this qualifying, or they're not going to win a chance for this WrestleMania 40. What do you think about these two matches?
Yeah, when it comes to Legado and LWO, I was rooting more towards the LWO, but I'm okay with either one winning. I'm a fan of both groups. I kind of felt like the LWO kind of needed it a little more because they've been losing more. But I'm okay with both, with either team to win. I like them both. And they had a really great match. I enjoyed it. It gave me some Lucha Libre style vibes. And when it comes to Newcastle Republic and Pretty Deadly, I like Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. I do love Pretty Deadly. You know, they're very entertaining. I feel that they're going to get pushed once the titles are split when they do that. I feel that's when they'll shine. Right now, they're kind of holding them back for a little bit, but I think they're going to catch their steam once the titles are split and you have titles on SmackDown and Raw. But those both matches were really great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so you're talking about the tag team titles being split. Do you like how they are right now currently ever since they got unified by the Judgment Day? Or do you think that was a wrong decision? Because at first, it seemed like a good idea, you know, because you had Judgment Day holding all the gold, you know, even Dom having the North American Championship. But since, you know, Cody and Jay won it, since Zayn and Owens won it, I thought that was a good time to split it. But how do you feel about them being united as of now?
I'm okay with with keeping them together for now. But you know, I like Judgment Day. I'm a huge fan of Judgment Day, especially Dominic Mysterio, of course. I think it's gonna be at Mania, maybe in the ladder match. I have a feeling that the way they might split it, maybe, you know, one team gets one title and the other team gets the other title, and everybody's confused, not knowing what's going to happen, who's the champ. And maybe that's how some sort they may have split up. I do feel it's time. But I was okay with having them together. It made sense with the Judgment Day dominating, but I think it's time. I think it's time at Mania.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I mean, Judgment Day has been phenomenal in their last year. I think this last quarter they've been, like, slowly going from, like, the mainstream powerhouses of the show to kind of, like, slowing down their role, you know. So I think it would be a great time to split it. And like you said, that sounds like a great answer to that ladder match, to see two different teams grab the two different colored belts and drop at the same time. And it's like, I'm the champ, I'm the champ, I'm the champ. And then have that lead into a next thing, whether it's Backlash or the next Premium Live event.
Yeah.
Any other moments from SmackDown you want to talk about before we talk about the main event?
Well, the main event was Bayley and Dakota Kai, and I enjoyed that one. I thought the whole SmackDown was pretty entertaining, and it kind of went pretty quick. I love when the show just goes quick, and you're like, oh, my God, it's over already? You know, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun watching it. I love what they're doing with Bianca, where she's not sure if she wants to trust Bayley, and or at the same time, you know, she wants to be there for Naomi, but at the same time, she feels like Bayley got what she's coming because, you know, she's the one that started Damage Control. With that, but like I said, the whole show was pretty enjoyable. I'm enjoying SmackDown.
Yeah, no, SmackDown's definitely been the go-to show to watch between Raw and SmackDown. But, you know, it always confuses me because when you look back at it, it was Dakota Kai's time coming back from injury finally, you know, and you would think that she'd get one over. But, you know, I guess, you know, the powers that be, Bayley came up on top, but that didn't stop, you know, them from jumping her after the match and them getting control, Damage Control to be specific, you know, as they came in to attack. Did you notice that Asuka looked a little injured? She was limping a little bit, and then it was confirmed later on that weekend that she actually sustained an injury. Did you notice it while you were watching it?
Yeah, I noticed it right away, and that's why I kind of referenced it earlier in the beginning of the show, and I'm hoping that she's okay. I'm really hoping she's okay and she's able to continue. I know they took her out of some of the live events that just passed. They took her out so she can get some rest. So I'm hoping she's available, because I would love to see her at WrestleMania either defending her tag team titles or in that six-woman tag that, like I was talking earlier. But I hope she is not that serious, because I want to see Asuka at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know Asuka is definitely one of my favorite female talents. And to be honest, I didn't see it during the show because so much was going on, you know. There was a lot of different moves being around. There was everybody running around the ring, you know, so I didn't pay attention. But over the weekend, I read, you know, articles saying she did suffer an injury. And so far, it doesn't need surgery. It's very minor. But before we get into the Monday Night Raw this past Monday, we're going to take one more quick commercial break. So if Sonia can take it away, let's do it.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos in the beautiful city of Torrance. Paul's Photos is the greatest place you can go to get your photography taken. You can take photography taking classes to learn how to be a master photographer. You can get your face shots done. You know what I mean? Everybody needs to get their profile picture updated every now and again. They're even offering photography classes, so you can be one of the best of the best when it comes to taking photos. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out Paul's Photos out here in Torrance. We have now fast-forwarded into our Monday Night Raw edition this past Monday. What you want to talk about is what was one of the best parts for you?
To me, it's got to be DIY versus Creed Brothers. That match was phenomenal. I enjoyed that match really well. They work really well. I'm very impressed with the Creed Brothers. I'm happy that DIY was able to get the win, because I know in previous Raw, Creed Brothers have had their number for DIY. So I'm kind of glad that DIY won. But even though the Creed lost, I think they got over, because the crowd, they were chanting, "This is awesome." The crowd was into it. At first, they were kind of quiet in the beginning, but once the match started going and we started seeing all the great spots and the Creed brothers, how great they were in the ring, the fans started getting into it, and I thought that match was awesome.
No, I definitely agree, and I don't know if it was this week or last week, but this was, I believe this was the week that the Creed brothers had their new entrance sounds coming out. They were both wearing new outfits. So it definitely solidified their jump from NXT to the main roster. And I'm stoked for them because I've always loved the Creed brothers. And, you know, I kind of wanted the Creed brothers to win because, you know, I've watched them since NXT. They've done great work. But at the same time, you got to acknowledge that DIY came from NXT years ago. And it's their turn to, you know, shine in the light, you know. So as much as biased I have for the Creed brothers, I was glad to see DIY win. Like you said, they had a great showcase from bell to bell. Very technical stuff, and it was just worth it to me, you know. So shout out to DIY for getting that win. Next up, we got Johnny Same Face, his wife, you know, Candice LeRae, and Indy Hartwell. They went up against Katana Chance and Kaden Carter. What a heel turn, man. How do you feel about that, seeing the Poison Pixie go evil?
I'm very interested to see what's going to happen. I like Candice LeRae as a heel. I do. But I wonder if Indy's going to turn as well, or maybe she'll stay babyface and she'll feud with Candice, and we'll have a Candice LeRae versus Indy feud, and maybe Indy can bring back Dexter Lumis. I think that's the way to go, in my opinion, bringing in Dexter Lumis. I know he's still part of the roster, even though they haven't really been using him. So I think Indy is better as a babyface, so if you're going to go all the way with Candice LeRae as a heel, which I'm all for, she's got to be on her own. And we can start a feud between them two and then go from there. I think Candice as a heel, it's going to be great. I'm interested to see what they do.
Yes, I'm definitely interested as well. And like you said, you think that maybe Indy will bring Candice back to the light. I think that might be one of our sleeper matches for WrestleMania because I can see them going up against each other, and that's where Candice can really go full heel on her best friend of over 8 years, telling her, you know, it's better to be evil. And you're right, where's Dexter at? Dex Lumis, if you guys don't know Dexter Lumis, he's pretty much Dexter from the TV show Dexter. And this guy, the last time I seen him was in NXT when he helped Indy Hartwell win that championship in that ladder match. I don't know where he's been ever since, but yeah. This would be another great opportunity to see him come into the limelight, have him show out. But it's hard for Johnny No Face, you know, DIY member Johnny Gargano, to help out Candice when he's on his little face run with DIY. So it might be a little, you know, hard to reach, you know, with Candice going dark and Johnny staying light, you know. So maybe not have Dexter, but definitely agree that these two women need to hash it out. Maybe Indy can try to beat her and bring her back to the light. But maybe, you know, Candice will stay strong and have to beat her best friend in order to secure her spot in the darkness, you know. So we'll just have to wait and see. But, again, this could be one of those sleeper matches for WrestleMania that we haven't thought of yet, you know, because we had a little predictions earlier this evening.
Yeah, I agree.
A match that I did not expect. Sorry about that. Yeah. But a match I did not expect was The Awesome Truth to win over Indus Shear. I mean, oh, my God, did you see the finish of that one? That was straight comedy.
Perfect. I loved it.
So for the people who didn't get to watch the show.
I thought that was a perfect way to end that match. I wasn't expecting it, but I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, and if you guys didn't get to watch it, it was MTV's The Miz over here with the skull-crushing finale. And I believe it was on Senga. And meanwhile, R-Truth gets knocked out. But in the process of getting knocked out, he lands right on him and secures the 1-2-3. Like, what a comedy spot. Everybody online is roasting him, talking about this isn't an official pinfall. This shouldn't count, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they won the qualifying match, and that's really all that matters. Indusher, great work. You know, these are some big guys that you wouldn't think would be stopped by The Awesome Truth, but The Miz and R-Truth were able to pull that through. And now R-Truth is going to have his WrestleMania moment. Is it going to be a win? Who knows? But if he does win, he's going to give it up to his champ, John Cena, because that's the guy who's been motivating him in the last couple of weeks with his moveset and overall positive attitude.
Yeah, that's his childhood hero.
And you can't go wrong when your childhood hero is still rocking the screen, whether he's in Ricky Stanicky currently or whether he's making his WWE comeback. Did you ever get to watch that movie? I think we brought it up on a chat the other day.
Not yet, but I do want to see it.
Okay. I think it was Sonya that brought it up then, because it was one of you two bringing up that movie, and I was like, I don't know yet. I haven't checked it out, but it's definitely on my playlist. You know, when you work the night shifts, you got plenty of time to watch some movies. Ricky Stanicky, we're talking about how we haven't seen that yet.
That
so
you.
I guess it was you that brought it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a good role representation of John Cena?
For him, he was good in the movie. I really liked him. There is a part where it kind of gets like, but it is freaking funny. John Cena has really changed my mind on his acting ever since Peacemaker. And this one, he is freaking funny in it.
Peacemaker Season 2 is confirmed, ladies and gentlemen. Also, you can catch Peacemaker John Cena himself in the Mortal Kombat 1 video game. I'm having a good time playing as him. He's going to globally release soon. But that leads us to our next tag team elimination qualifier match. Sonya, now that you're here, how did you feel about the New Day defeating the Alpha Academy?
I didn't watch it, to be honest.
That's fine. Ace, how do you feel about this one?
I thought it was a good match. I kind of had a feeling that New Day was going to win it. I like Alpha Academy. But they're still getting to know each other as a tag team. And, you know, New Day is already experienced, and they're the experienced team. So, you know, Tozawa and Otis, they're getting there. They're getting there. And I think they have good potential as a tag team. But I kind of had a feeling, and I'm glad that the New Day won, because now I'm excited to see what Kofi Kingston going to do in that ladder match. And even Xavier, too. I'm excited to see what kind of ideas they have for the ladder match. So it was a good match. I enjoyed it.
Yes, no, that's exactly what I was thinking about when it comes to New Day versus Alpha Academy. My first thoughts was, who's going to show out more in this WrestleMania match? So I'm glad that the New Day won. I can't wait to see what they're up to. It's always a good time when you have Kofi Kingston in a WrestleMania moment, almost as good as Kofi Kingston in a Royal Rumble moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our main event. Becky Lynch, the man, took on Nia Jax in the last woman standing match. Last woman standing, just knock each other out until someone can't get up to a 10 count. How did you feel about this match, Ace?
Great match. And I got to say, Nia Jax has been proving herself throughout lately, these past couple of weeks, and especially more in this match. I know a lot of people, when she came back, when she made her return, people weren't happy, and they thought that she shouldn't have been hired or something like that. A lot of people were giving a lot of negative comments, but to me, I think she's been improving a lot in the ring. I'm starting to be a fan of hers, even though I still boo her because I know she's a heel and stuff, but I'm enjoying it. I like to see Becky Lynch fight from below, and I think they had great chemistry. It was a great, great match. I love that they got enough time. They got pretty good time for the main event match, and I love the manhandle slam that she did through the table. Great, 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 great match. I think it made Becky Lynch look great. But then it also showed how better Nia Jax is getting. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so it's definitely a great showcase between these two women. I mean, everybody knows their beef ever since Survivor Series 2017-2018 with the infamous nose punch, you know, and since then they've had a couple of instances, but this was like the defining fight, put Nia back on her back. And like you guys said, you know, Nia gets booed a lot. She gets talked about how she shouldn't be here. But honestly, since her return, she has been nothing but great. She's been doing some good moves, whether it was Elimination Chamber or whether it was any matches in between then and now. I feel like she has dramatically increased her performance, and it's nothing but a good time with Nia Jax.
I agree.
But here we are. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're in overtime. We're going to push another 5 minutes. Tell me, Ace, what did you like about AEW this week?
I did enjoy the Edge. I mean, Adam Copeland versus Christian Cage. It was a great, great I Quit match. I also enjoyed the Okada and Kingston match. That was a really good match. And anything with Toni Storm. I love Toni Storm. Anything with her. It looks like maybe Deonna might be turning heel against Thunder Rosa. I'm not sure about that, but that's what it looked like because Thunder Rosa got the pin in their tag match. And I'm interested to see what happens there. I'm very interested. I didn't see the whole show, but the parts that I was able to see, I thought it was a great show, a great Dynamite.
Yes, it was. Sonya, did you hear that? Adam Copeland, he defeated Christian. He's the new TNT champion. He's a two-time champion. Is he ready to retire yet, or is he going to go strong for another 5 years? What do you think, Sonya? You happy
to
hear him winning?
That... Of course. I like Edge. I mean, Adam Copeland, sorry.
Watch out. We got Taz over here. Did you guys know watching that show, Taz actually called him Edge like multiple times? And he was like, Adam. I just thought that was hilarious because, you know, Taz has been a commentator for WWE during both of their careers. So it's no surprise that he slipped up and called him Edge a couple of times. But, you know, that's not the worst thing you can do. You can be Jim Ross calling AEW the WWE Championship. That was hilarious to me. I'll never forget that moment. But I don't want to laugh at good old JR. But,
yeah.
No, like you said, Okada defeating Kingston. Now Okada's the new AEW Continental Champion. Like, that's big moves for him. You know, you wouldn't have it any other way. Another match that I was able to – let me add on real quick to the Rosa Peraza situation. Like, yeah, Thunder Rosa just came back out of nowhere and she gets the pinfall. And Peraza's been, like, working on this. And, yeah, she may have lost the last match that her and Toni Storm were in, but come on, man, you can't – so what, Rosa's going to be the new top dog because she got the pin on Toni Storm? Like, I can see how that can create some tension. We'll just have to wait and see about that. But a match that I enjoyed watching actually was the Julia Hart and Sky Blue when they took on Willow Nightingale and Chris Stratlander in the After Hours. And that was a street fight. And they only had about 15 minutes, so they started off really, really hot. I'm talking about the first 2 minutes, we had chairs coming out. We had tables being set up. Sky Blue got spiked by Julia Hart on accident with the metal spike. I mean, oh, my goodness. But at the end of the day, Julia Hart won. She got Stratlander to tap out with her submission, and I just thought that was a good way to end the night.
Yeah, I agree. What about NXT? Were you able to watch NXT? I think NXT, they had a great show as well.
Oh, yeah, NXT had a phenomenal show. I mean, we can talk about this all day, but we got 2 minutes on the clock, so I'll just say one of my favorite parts was seeing Ariana Grace training Gigi Dolan on how to be a proper woman. I thought that was funny. And also the Carmen Petrovic and Lola Vice competing promo. You know, Carmen Petrovic does her karate and whatnot, and then you got Lola Vice with her kickbox, and they pretty much shot at each other saying, oh, that's not real, this is real, that's not real, this is real, I'm better than you. That might be a match at Stand and Deliver. What did you like the most out of the NXT show this week?
Well, my two favorite matches from the show was the OC defeating Hank and Tank. I thought they had a really good match, and Hank and Tank looked pretty good, even though they're still learning, but I think they did pretty good against the OC. And then Trick Williams, the main event between Trick Williams and Noam Dar, I thought that was awesome. I'm interested to see what happened with Trick and Lash Legend, and then the match that they're going to have with Carmelo, you know, see what it's a whole story, and I'm very interested to see what happens. I enjoyed the main event.
Yes, and last year we talked about it. Stand and Deliver might have been the time where Carmelo finally leaves NXT and joins the main roster. But I'm going to go back on what I said and said this might be the match where Trick goes over on Carmelo and Carmelo might go over to the main roster. But we'll have to wait and see. But I definitely love the match between Trick and Noam Dar. I love both of these guys for different reasons, obviously. The romance of Lash Legend that threw me off, you know, seeing her trying to smack the guy after they just, like, tongue kissed the other day. And, yeah, man, I love the Carmelo post-match beatdown, too, when Carmelo was posed as one of the security guards, but he was actually him right there in the corner, jumped him from the back, and, oh, man. So Ruka's back. Let's not forget that.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I love So Ruka.
What about you, Sonya? Any favorite moments out of any of these matches that you've heard and seen so far?
I would have to agree about the Becky and Nia one. That one was a crazy one. Wait, is that what we were talking about?
Yes, it was an absolute.
That's what I heard.
It was an absolute banger.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we're just talking about any of these matches so far in the last week. So, yeah, that main event was crazy this Monday. Becky Lynch was the right woman to win. Becky Lynch also has a book coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check it out. It is, where's my notes? It's called Becky Lynch, The Man, Not Your Average Girl. So make sure you guys check that out. That's going to drop, I believe, March 21st, 31st. Sometime next week. I don't know, man. Check it out. I'm excited to read the book. It's got plenty of reviews from former wrestlers and current wrestlers saying it's a masterpiece, including the likes of Mick Foley, Seth Rollins. So, yeah, check that out, guys. Other than that, I think it's about time to wrap up this show. So, what was that?
What about these?
How many do you have?
Oh, don't worry about all that, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Lance Winters. I'm here with Ace. Ace, give a shout-out one more time. Let them know where they can find you at.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Ace and His Familia or Ace and His Familia Vlogs. Check me out. I do a lot of videos with, like I said, pro wrestling, and then I also do a lot of funny videos with my family. So check it out. Appreciate it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Also, don't forget to check myself out, Bullies on Live on Instagram. You can find me at Lance Winters on Facebook. But most importantly, before anything else, make sure you follow United Wrestling Council on all platforms, ladies and gentlemen. United Wrestling Council everywhere. That's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's TikTok. Find out where we're going to find a venue for June 30th, ladies and gentlemen. But with that being said, Sonya, let's lead us out of here. We've had a good night. I love you guys. Catch you next week.
Later, guys.
All right.